I am grateful to the many men and women who provided personal insights and information about the multinational banks, international corporations, and political innuendos of various countries, with special thanks to Michael Benelli, Sabrina Bologna, Juan Gabriel Carrasco, Jamie Grant, Paul Shaw, and several others who wish to remain anonymous, but who know who you are. Once the manuscript was written, Barrett Kohler founder Stephen Piersanti not only had the courage to take me in, but also devoted endless hours as a brilliant editor, helping me to frame and reframe the book. My deepest thanks go to Stephen, to Richard Pearl, who introduced me to him, and also to Nova Brown, Randy Fiat, Alan Jones, Chris Lee, Jennifer Liss, Lori Pelashude, and Jenny Williams, who read and critiqued the manuscript. To David Corton, who not only read and critiqued it, but also made me jump through hoops to satisfy his high and excellent standards. To Paul Fedorko, my agent. To Valerie Brewster, for crafting the book design. And to Todd Manza, my copy editor, a wordsmith and philosopher extraordinaire. A special word of gratitude to Jeevan Sivasubramanian, Barrett Kohler's managing editor, and to Ken Lupoff, Rick Wilson, Maria Jesus Aguilo, Pat Anderson, Marina Cook, Michael Crowley, Robin Donovan, Kristen France, Tiffany Lee, Katrine Longgren, Diane Plattner, all the BK staff who recognize the need to raise consciousness and who work tirelessly to make this world a better place. I must thank all those men and women who worked with me at Maine and were unaware of the roles they played in helping EHM shape the global empire. I especially thank the ones who worked for me and with whom I traveled to distant lands and shared so many precious moments. Also, Ehud Sperling and his staff at Inner Traditions International, publisher of my earlier books on indigenous cultures and shamanism, and good friends who set me on this path as an author. I am eternally grateful to the men and women who took me into their homes in the jungles, deserts, and mountains, in the cardboard shacks along the canals of Jakarta, and in the slums of countless cities around the world, who shared their food and their lives with me, and who have been my greatest source of inspiration. John Perkins, August 2004.